Good afternoon. Thank you for good testimonies and worship and prayer. So moved. As Fernando and Jim mentioned, this morning, Japanese service was special, led by children. It was exactly what the Bible teaches. Let the children praise the Lord. And this was the very first time. And their son, Toma, asked me. He wants to be a moderator of the service. And other children, too. They want to do something in a service. Wow, it's great. And this church was started about over 50-some years ago. And this morning service was the very first time led by children. So I want to make this day, November 8th, national holiday. Okay. Let's read James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26. The hardest teaching in the book, James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26. Let me read. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his action were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." And he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Very strong, very difficult, very tough, very straight passage. There's no misunderstanding. And maybe we don't need any explanation or sermons. Just read and read and read. I'll give you some insights. In the first part of this scripture we read says we have two kinds of, we could have two kinds of faith. Dead faith or living faith. We have faith, but our faith could be dead. Our faith could be living. Which faith we have? Our faith is living or dead? Of course, we believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the teaching of the Bible. We read the Bible. We sing the praises. We come to service. But still, we could make our faith dead. And also we could make our faith living. Very easy explanation, illustration shows James verse 15. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed." It is about 2,000 years ago's teaching, but this is almost the same thing happened in our days, right? There are many poor people. Many people need something around us. Maybe it shows their request to us, and we just say, "Okay, yeah, I know. Okay, I do something, okay, but today I have no time, I have no money, I can't do anything, but I pray for you." Well, and I said, "God will provide your need, and God will bless you. See you again," kind of thing. James said, If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? This person needs physical needs. He or she didn't need something good. He needs something to eat. He needs some clothes to get warm. So, if we want to show our faith, we have to do something. Which means we have to sacrifice something. Sometimes we have to pay or buy or share. So when we show our faith by deeds, by action, by doing something, requires us we cut myself, we sacrifice myself like Jesus did. It's not easy. Sometimes we have to sacrifice our time, sacrifice our money, sacrifice what we have. Verse 17. If it is not accompanied by action, is dead. So if we do not anything, we could not show our faith in action, our faith is dead. I like verse 19. You believe that there is one God?
Yeah, I do believe.
But James, what the James said, even the demons believe that. Even the demons believe there is one God. And shudder, what the shudder means, tremble. Even the demons were afraid of God. They know, they believe there is God. What's the difference between we and demons? What's the difference? They believe in God. They know there's one God. But they do not do anything. They just believe in God. They know God. But they do not help the human beings. They just hinder. They just tempt to go into the wrong way. They don't help us. That's the difference. And finally, James said, "You foolish man." Wow, it's a Bible word. In the Bible, it's a God's word, right? God said, "You foolish man." Wow, I want to delete it. No, God, I'm not foolish. In the Greek, means airhead, no brain. Yeah, exactly. The Greek said, airhead, you have no brain, foolish. Do you want evidence that faith without this is useless? So which means God is watching over us, of course, but God is watching always if we can show our evidence of our faith. The most beautiful, most important example of showing faith by these was Abraham. He offered his only son. He offered his only son on the altar. He followed God's teaching right after that. Of course, he believed in God. He had faith. But he followed, he obeyed what God ordered him. He woke up the next day early and get some woods to burn his own son and went to the mountain. That is the example of how to show our faith. So when we hear the order of God through the Bible, what should we do? Remember? Learning? Understanding? No. Go and do. Action. Like the movie star. Action. Action. We have full of orders in this book, full of teaching. Does God tell you through this book in your heart? Every day, right? Whenever you read this Bible, you can hear some message, right? You can get some message from God. What God says, remember? What God said, learning? What God said, writing?
No. He says, go and do. Do in action. Show in action. That is our life. That's why we are living. That's why we are living in the human world. That's why we are working. That's why we are living with family. That's why we meet some hard situations. That's why we meet the people in need. Today, tomorrow, every day. Not like Abraham. Abraham never asked you to offer your son. God never asked you. No. Hope so. No. But Abraham's case is like a, you know, the ultimate case. It's not like, so our orders from God is very small, very easy compared to Abraham's. Very easy one. But very interesting teaching, verse 22, you see that his faith and his action were working together. Working together. As you know, the Martin Luther, or the Reformer, he said this, the book James, the Epistle of Straw. We don't need this. But this is wrong. James does not say we need action only. He says faith and action were working together. And also his faith was made complete by what he did. The faith started probably in our head, and faith completed by what we do. Hands, mouth, body. Start from head, finish by our body. And also another example is far different example. Is prostitute lady, Rahab. She was Gentile, prostitute. But even Gentile prostitute Rahab was saved what he did, right? So God is watching what we do. God is watching our. Of course, he knows what we're thinking. He knows every single cell in our brain. He knows everything. What we think, what we say, and everything. But he wants to see what we do. But sometimes we feel very far from here to here, right? It's like the North Pole to South Pole. Yes, in my brain, I think, yes, I have to do this. In my brain, I think I have to say this. In my brain, I have to go there. But in my body? Mm-mm, no. No. Another one said, tomorrow, next week, not today. We're busy today, huh? We have many plans with schedules. No, not this month. We're out of money. We have to save some money for Christmas. Not today. So, finally, we cannot show our face by action. Finally, our face cannot be completed by action. Finally, our face do not work. Faith and action work not together. But even Rahab, Gentile prostitute, calls Abraham, saved by deed, saved by action. And verse 26, the body without the spirit is dead. So faith without dead deeds is dead. Very strong. That's why I say this is the most difficult teaching, the hardest teaching in the book. But of course, this is hardest, this is difficult, most difficult, but we can. Of course, yes, we can. It's not impossible. Because we have Holy Spirit in our heart. When we feel weak, when we cannot make our face to show, ask Holy Spirit, help me, Lord, I'm weak. I want to show my face now, doing something. God helps you. Holy Spirit helps you. That's why God sent Holy Spirit, each one of us. Do you swim? Can you swim? Swim? No? No? Do you practice swimming on the floor? If you practice the swimming on the floor, can you swim? No. No. Yeah, exactly the same. Just, you know, think about your face in your brain is like practicing on the swimming on the floor. Faith has to be faith on real life. You have to jump into the water. Then show your faith. Then your practice. Then your learning, your Bible study, Bible reading, services, sermons, readings. Jump into the real world and show. By action. Don't be coward. Lord, no. I can't. I'm weak. Believer. I cannot swim. I want to be in the church. I want to go out. I don't want to go out. Church friends are good. But I don't like the non-Christians. Well, show your face to non-Christians. Show your face this world. Show your face Japanese. Show your face your neighbors. Show your face by action to the people you cannot love. That is the true love. That is the true action or faith. That's what Jesus did. Don't let our God call us fool and again. Let's make our faith living. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, it's tough to read this scripture, Lord. There's no Christian who can obey this teaching 100%. Sometimes we can, sometimes we cannot. Sometimes forget. Sometimes just, sometimes we postpone, make excuse. Lord, but we want our faith living, not dead. We want to walk like Jesus did. We want to show our faith to our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, our family. Lord, we need your power. We need your encouragement. We need your strength. Lord, we are not like Abraham nor Rahab. But we know we can do it because you sent your Holy Spirit to help this week's faith, this weak man, this weak woman to be strong, can make this faith in action. Lord, please make this faith will be made complete by what we do. That our faith can show our sayings, our deeds in this week, until when we leave this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.